Our thief students were very offended that they were further down in hell than
Or was it the murderers who were offended?
That's right. And we had one guy, we had a pimp, in fact, who announced to us during one of the breaks is, the problem with being in prison is there are a lot of bad folks here. That he didn't see what he did as a sin at all. The point I want to make is that if we think of sin in the same terms as crime, we're going to be misunderstanding what Dante's doing, because the criteria we have for, you know, what's a Class A felon, what's a Class B felon, what's a misdemeanor, and so on, simply will not fit in Dante's categories. His are large moral categories having to do with the amount of intellect and will involved rather than the kind of system that we use to define our felonies.
And of course, the folks that Dante meets are going to be, as we said, from a very wide variety of places and times, some of whom, when we get to the bottom, for example, there we see Judas, betrayer of Christ, Brutus and Cassius, who betrayed Julius Caesar, and therefore, to Dante's mind, betrayed the idea of empire. Figures, in other words, who have a kind of universal significance, whether or not Dante had included them in his poem. We're also going to see people who are very local. That is to say, well, the example that we like to choose, there's a guy named Chaco. That's actually a nickname. It means pig or hog or piggish person or hoggish person. And Chaco is in a circle pretty far close to the top. He's with the gluttons. He was apparently the local Florentine town drunk. Not the kind of person who makes the chronicles, not the kind of person that historians would independently scrutinize, would find any information about. He exists in our memory because Dante has included him in the poem. So that from the most local to the most universal, what we're going to see is this very wide range of sinners and what they're all going to have in common: A, dead by 1300, B, a failure to repent. Okay?
I suppose one question to ask is, since Dante's ultimate journey takes him to see God, why do we have to go to hell? Why does he have to go and visit all these folks in the afterlife who have sinned and not repented? And I think it's important to remember where Dante's coming from. At the very beginning of the first canto, we learn that Dante is in a dark wood of error. Now, obviously, we're not talking about some forest outside of Florence. We're talking about some sort of moral condition. And I think very interestingly, among the very first lines, Dante says to us that he didn't quite know how he got lost. How did he get off the true path? I think that we often have a sense of that when we talk about sin. We find ourselves sometimes in a place and we say, how did I get to this view? How did I get to act this way? How did that happen? I just don't know. So that Dante has got to take this journey sort of geographically roundabout. He's got to move away from God, that is say down toward the center of the earth, which is in the medieval cosmos, the farthest place away from God. He's got to go down in order to be able ultimately to ascend to God. He's got to explore and learn about the nature of sin before he can take the most advanced parts of his journey and see God face to face.
And in a nutshell, that's the purpose of the Inferno. Dante, the pilgrim, has to learn about the nature of sin. And that's a kind of complicated thing, because one of the problems with sin is something's so bad for you, how come so many people do it? Okay? And the Inferno and the structure of Inferno has to deal with that one, and indeed has to deal with it big time. It seems to me that we can look at this from a number of different perspectives, but we can look at it from the point of view of Dante himself, first of all. He's taking this trip. He's looking at these folks who have failed to repent. And the questions that obviously come up to us as readers are, what is it that made it attractive in the first place? What are its consequences so that it ultimately is something that is destructive of the self and of others? But also, what makes it attractive, and what makes it attractive to Dante the pilgrim himself? So that those sinners that he spends the most time with, those with whom his encounter is the longest, turn out to be those whose sins have a kind of special resonance with his own life. He starts out in a dark wood of error. It's a kind of moral uncertainty, a kind of moral wilderness or desert that he's in. Well, it turns out that as he goes through, One of the things that we're